Ramsey TV.
I don't want to make a video on my day off. I don't want to make a video at all. But there is a poison. There is a gangrene spreading in the body of Christ. And it has the potential of wrecking families. And I feel passionately about stopping it, arresting its spread, its growth, and it concerns adultery. We have a brother in Christ who made a video concerning pornography and masturbation. Two things of which the Bible says nothing. Nevertheless, Matthew Holland made a video titled Justified and Sealed, Now What? And in this video, he says, if you're married and you're watching porn, you're literally committing adultery. I'm going to play the clip for you. Now, let me introduce this message by saying this. If a married man is watching pornography, and it's very important that we define pornography, and I will do that. Matthew Holland does not define it. And this is troublesome. I will preface my remarks with this, that if a married man or a married woman, I'm going to get to that too, is watching or reading pornography, then there is an issue in the marriage. And this thing needs to be addressed and it needs to be discussed. Okay, I'm not saying it's a good thing. Even masturbation, secret masturbation in a marriage can be bad, detrimental. Usually is. I mean, I wrote a book that's coming up dealing with this very issue, but I'm not here to sell my book, so I'm just aware of the problem. I don't deny that problem. But if either a man or a woman is reading or watching pornography and they're married, then yes, they need to have a frank discussion. But they do not need to be divorced. And in the scriptures, adultery is a crime that was punished by death. Adultery is serious. For someone to say, without any proof, that if you're married and you're watching porn, you're literally, I'm going to play the clip, Matthew Holland says you are literally committing adultery. What is to stop a wife then, who finds her husband watching pornography and then referencing Matthew 19:9, where Jesus says that a man could dismiss a wife because of prostitution? And in the scripture, prostitution doesn't mean, it doesn't define someone selling their body for sex. To find that out, all you need to do is go to Leviticus chapter 20. Prostitution is defined in the Concordant Dictionary as illegal intercourse, unlawful intercourse between the sexes. Unlawful intercourse between the sexes. Sexual crimes have to do with penetration. And if you want to know what unlawful sexual penetration is, then you go to Leviticus chapter 20. It's there. It's all there. Everything's mentioned. And adultery is one of the sexual crimes. Adultery is a sin. It's a serious sin, so serious that in the Old Testament, they killed both the adulterer and the adulteress. As I said before, adultery in the Old Testament was a crime of stealing, not a crime of sex. It was a crime concerning a man stealing another man's wife. In a case like this, both the man and the other man's wife were killed. K capital punishment. To say that watching pornography, without even saying what kind of pornography you're watching, and in fact, for this statement, for this truth, it doesn't matter what kind of pornography you're watching. Watching anything is not committing adultery. R-rated movies are pornographic, can be pornographic. There are salacious novels that can be, by the strict definition, considered pornographic. This is not literally adultery. But a woman could take advantage, or a man for that matter, and say, well, the only case where a man can dismiss his wife is for prostitution, and adultery is prostitution. A woman can turn that around and say, well, it should be the same for a woman, that she can dismiss a husband for adultery, which is having sex with another man's wife. But instead of the actual scriptural definition of adultery, she expands it after watching Matthew Holland's irresponsible and unscriptural video, and say, well, I have grounds for divorce. What's your grounds for divorce? Adultery. This has happened in an environment where men, I'm talking about a social environment where men are in treacherous legal territory all the time. In this social and political environment, all a man has to do is be accused of rape or accused of adultery, and he can go to jail or be divorced. And to take a serious thing like adultery, and it is serious. And of course, rape is serious, but in this case, I'm talking about false witness. But to take a serious crime, sticking with adultery now, and to expand it beyond the scriptural parameters, and to make it include watching something on a television or a computer screen, is again the height of irresponsibility. But soft people, non-thinking people, emotionally vulnerable people can and will jump on this. They don't like their husbands anyway, so they accuse their husbands of adultery. They present it to a court. And a weak court or a weak lawyer will, if they're Christian especially, because this is fashionable in Christian circles, to expand sexual crimes beyond what the scriptural parameters are, to include silly things like men looking at other women, or men looking at pornography, or masturbating, for crying out loud. I'm not saying these things are good in a marriage, but these can be dealt with by other means other than divorce. These are not grounds for divorce. But to say that, to make a statement like that, is, again, the height of irresponsibility. And what I am looking for is a recanting of this. I am looking for Matthew Holland to say, that was an irresponsible thing. I didn't mean that. What I meant to say was, and here's what I think the pornography is. Here's the line I draw. Well, it doesn't matter what line you draw. It's the line God draws. Adultery is having sex with another man's wife, period. Or woman having sex with another man, cheating on her husband. It's adultery. That's adultery. It's serious. The definition, I've already defined adultery for you. The definition of pornography is any images or writing designed to excite the sexual senses. Very, very broad. And for Matthew Holland to just make this very broad statement, if you're watching porn, you're literally committing adultery. This is dangerous. Because again, people can use this as leverage. We'll see. On the video, he said it was adultery. And then to twist Matthew 5:28, I'll briefly touch on that. I've done it before. But I want to get people's attention on this, because this is going to wreck families. ruin families, giving false grounds for divorce. Divorce instead of discussion. Divorce instead of confession and discovery and love covering problems. And these things are potential problems in a marriage. Before I play the clip of Matthew Holland saying this, I must say that his video, Justified and Sealed, Now What?, was a condemnation of masturbation, which is absolutely absurd, and of either images or literature designed to excite the sexual senses. There's nothing wrong with masturbation, period. And as far as literature or images designed to excite the sexual senses, there's nothing wrong with it on its face. What one does with it, how one uses it, is potentially wrong. How one makes it is potentially wrong. Of course, there's crime in every industry. So I'm certainly not giving a wholesale pass to what we term pornography. But neither am I making a wholesale condemnation of it, and I'm definitely not making the viewing of it grounds for divorce and calling it literally adultery. Making no distinction between a man who is watching an R-rated movie designed to excite the sexual senses, and there are a lot of them out there. Not making a distinction between that and a man who steals another man's wife. To put those two men on a par and say that the man who is watching something sexually exciting on his computer or on his phone is the same, is on par, is equally as sinful as the man who leaves his family, despises his wife, goes over, steals another man's wife, and has sex with her. These men are on a par? No. This is irresponsible, and it needs to be repented of. I hear no repenting coming from Matthew Holland or from Michael Knotts. Michael Knotts promotes this. Michael Knotts is promoting this potential breaking of families, this potential ruining of marriages. You can't just say stuff with no scriptural evidence. Now, I'm going to play, before I play the adultery clip, I'm going to play another clip which should clue you in as to the nature of this video that was made by my friend, a guy who I love and respect. I don't respect him for this video, Matthew Holland. This is weird. This is some of the weirdest things I've ever heard on this video. Weird. I'm going to play this now for you. It's public, because I want you to see the tenor of the whole thing, and I'm going to go from that to the other clip. But watch this clip concerning what Matthew says about masturbation.
Oh, and by the way, if you're whacking off, you're sexually pleasing a man, so technically you're a homo. Think about that the next time you reach. So stop being gay. Stop being so weak and disgusting. Because otherwise, you know, I don't care.
Where is the logic, the reasoning, the sanity in this statement? That a man who touches himself is basically having sex with another man, therefore he's gay. That should tell you something about the nature of this video. It should tell you something about the carelessness with which it was made. Yeah, Matthew's passionate about it, but his passion is off the rails to make a statement like that. It's not helpful at all. Not helpful. As I said in my other rebuttals to this video, you can see my other rebuttals down here. I'll have a link to two videos I made. Lengthy. One is almost 2 hours long. The other one is 30 minutes long. It was a wholesale refutation, an examination, point by point, and a refutation via the scriptures of this hideous teaching that is causing division in the body of Christ, that is causing people to condemn other people unjustly, unlawfully, unreasonably. And I stand against this, vehemently stand against it. It must stop. And there's two men promoting it, saying, yes, we go with this. We agree with this. Michael Knotts and Leo Vandenberg recommending this video of Matthew Hollins saying these outrageous, baseless things. I'm looking for someone, but since no one has done it, I have to make this video. No one has done it. No one has said, that was really off. We're giving people the wrong thoughts, the wrong ideas, and so we're sorry. This is bad. I've not heard that. It should be coming forth from one of these camps. It's not. You can't just let a car crash behind you. You can't just set fire to a bunch of dumpsters and then walk away like nothing happened. You can't blow up a house with a family and then walk away like nothing happened. Well, nothing to see here. No, you potentially ruin families with this junk teaching. And that's what it is. It's junk teaching. It's not solid. It's not scriptural. It's one man's crazy ideas about something, and he's foisting them on everybody else, and people are hearing it. And since it comes from a guy who really does know scripture, Matthew Holland, very knowledgeable guy, very smart guy, people are influenced by it. In fact, one guy wrote me and said, you know, that was very, it's very tempting to believe what Matthew was saying. I was starting to condemn myself for self-pleasuring myself. And he said, you saved me, Martin. You pulled me from the brink of religiosity. You pulled me from the brink of condemnation. You pulled me from the brink of some unscriptural guilt being foisted on me by another man's moral standards, by another man's hang-ups. Matthew, your hang-ups aren't our hang-ups. Sorry. I'm sorry about your hang-ups, but keep them to yourself. Get scriptural or go home. And now the quote concerning adultery.
Hey, listen, if you're married and you're watching porn, you're literally committing adultery. Not only that, it's the definition of being a cuckold. You're a cuck. You're weak. You're disgusting.
Literally committing adultery. Literally. Is that what you want to say? Let's watch it again.
Hey, listen, if you're married and you're watching porn, you're literally committing adultery. Not only that, it's the definition of being a cuckold. You're a cuck. You're weak. You're disgusting.
No. No. This is absolutely not true. But people will hear that and they will accuse their spouses of adultery. Speaking of that, if you guys are going to double down on this, then do it. Double down. Tell us that you meant to say that it is literally adultery. And then I want you to apply it to women too. Why doesn't this apply to women? You know how many women have read the novels 50 Shades of Grey, the series 50 Shades of Grey? It's pornography. By the definition of porn, it is porn. And the movies that are made based on the books 50 Shades of Grey is pornography. If you're going to double down, you tell us this. That a woman, a wife, a woman who is married, who watches 50 Shades of Grey or reads the book, pornography is anything in writing, literature, or images, including films. If you're going to double down, then you tell me. Say it to all of us. If you're a married woman and you're watching 50 Shades of Grey, you're literally committing adultery. Is that woman, is that wife committing adultery against her husband? That would be consistent, wouldn't it? Or is this just against men? Is this just against men? I would rather you not double down, but if you're going to do it, do it. Make a headline out of it. We'll watch it, and I'll critique the hell out of it, because this is not on any scriptural ground whatsoever. Matthew 5:28, as I've said many times, is a verse that is twisted and perverted. I'm going to put a link down here, underneath here, if you've never read what I've written on this. I call it the lie of Matthew 5:28. Jesus says, if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've committed adultery with her. Nobody reads verse 27 because the whole context here is a man who is intending to commit adultery but lacks the opportunity. Jesus is saying that the law includes your intention to do it. A man who is standing on the corner watching the girls go by is not lusting to commit adultery. He doesn't even know if the woman he's looking at is married or single. This should raise a red flag as far as the common Christian interpretation of Matthew 5:28 goes. How can you commit adultery against a woman who is single and you're single? So hypothetically, you could have a single man looking at a single woman and even lusting after her in his heart. But how in the world could he be committing adultery if neither he nor she is married? How? That should give you the first clue that there is a gross misapplication, misinterpretation of Matthew 5:28. I've done this so many times, but I can't do it enough because this is so damaging to marriages. People have been divorced because of a misunderstanding of Matthew 5:27 and 28. This is our Lord, Matthew 5:27. You hear that it was declared, you shall not be committing adultery. There we go. That is the crime. There is a crime in this context. You should not be committing adultery. And adultery, again, is not reading salacious novels. It's not watching beautiful women on the computer screen. It's stealing other people's wives and husbands. And not just stealing them, I mean having sex with them, putting that in there. That's adultery, putting that in there. Oh, by the way, before I get back to this, what is an emotional affair? Let me ask you, were people in the Old Testament stoned for emotional affairs? Was a man dragged to the stoning pit for whispering sweet nothings into an ear of another man's wife or telling her that, oh, you look great today? Or maybe leaning on her for friendship or understanding, even though he's married? No one is stoned for that. There's no such thing as an emotional affair. That is, if you're going to look at the word affair and imply adultery in that word affair. And when you have an affair, when someone has an affair, adultery is implied. An emotional affair, remember, adultery is this, putting that in there. That's adultery. It's not even holding another woman's hand, even if she's married. It's not taking her out to dinner. It's not kissing her on the cheek or even on the lips, if you want to say that. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm not saying it's healthy, but it's not adultery. Do you understand? A man in the Old Testament who kissed on the lips another man's wife was not taken to the stoning pit. All the sexual sins of Leviticus 20 have to do with penetration. Hear me, penetration. Penetration with animals, penetration with relatives, penetration with other people's wives. In the case of men, you know what kind of penetration. So don't let me hear anybody talking about emotional affair. I'm not saying it's healthy. I'm not saying it's ideal, but it's not adultery. We need to stick to the scriptural definition instead of foisting our own hang-ups on innocent people who can be harmed by believing someone's rant about what they are hung up about. And that's what we have here. We have a rant about what one man is hung up on. Okay, I appreciate your struggles, but keep them to yourself. They don't apply to us who have more faith. There's nowhere in Scripture where masturbation is condemned. Nowhere. And don't give me Onan, okay? I'm not going to get into that. It's a whole separate topic. Onan was killed not for spilling his seed outside of the proper receptacle. He was killed because he did not follow the law, the Levirate law, in giving a child to his brother's widow. A man in Israel whose brother was married. And if the brother dies, his brother was required by law to go into his brother's wife so that his brother's name would not be blotted out from Israel. A guy could get out of it, but there was a long procedure for that. But the sin was, Onan did not just say, I don't want to produce seed with my brother's wife. I don't like her. She's not attractive. We don't get along, whatever. It wasn't just that. He actually went into her. So he wanted the thrill, but not the spill. So he goes into her and he pulls out and he spills the seed. The spilling of the seed was not the sin. It was wanting the pleasure without the responsibility, in accord with law. Because a man who spilled his seed, he was just unclean until evening. Look it up. A man was unclean until evening for spilling his seed. This was much more than spilling seed outside of the woman's receptacle. You got to look these things up. I've studied this stuff for years because sex is being used by Satan, as I've told you many times, to wreck society. And Satan's using the Christian religion to hammer people, to make up sins that don't exist. If Satan wants to ruin society, he only needs to break up the family. In order to break up the family, he only needs to break up husbands and wives. In order to break up husbands and wives, he only needs to screw up sex. He needs to screw up sex. And then, by extension, society is wrecked. And my problem here is that these men, Matthew Holland, Michael Knotts, Leo Vandenberg, are contributing to Satan's screwing up of sex because they're importing sins. They're inventing sins that are not sins in the scripture. And they're saying irresponsible, inane things like, if you're married and you're watching porn, you're literally committing adultery. Or if you're a man and if you're touching yourself, then you're basically having sex with another man, therefore you're gay. This stuff is insane, and yet it's out there. And nobody's saying, well, we didn't mean to say that. That was a crime of passion. We shouldn't have spoken this out loud. No one's saying it. Back to Matthew 5:27. You hear that it was declared you shall not be committing adultery. That's the crime of the context. You have to read verse 27 before you go to verse 28. Jesus said, yet I am saying to you, remember, keep in mind that the context is committing adultery, stealing another man's wife, going into her, putting that in there. Yet I am saying to you that every man looking at a woman to lust for her already commits adultery with her in his heart. People divorce verse 28 from verse 27. They divorce it. They isolate it as if to say that a man who just looks at a woman with lust is automatically the same as an adulterer. Matthew Holland is falling for this lie, for this misinterpretation that all of Christianity has foisted upon innocence and condemned men for merely looking at a beautiful woman crossing the street. If he looks at her with any kind of desire, it's not the desire, again, it's not the desire or lust that's evil, it's what you do with it. Without the desire or lust which God put in us, in men and in women, no one will get married. Sex is the impetus to get married. Husband and wife are joined. How are you ever attracted to a woman if you don't feel that first flutter of passion, of sexual attraction, which is, excuse me, lust. Lust simply means desire. How do you fall in love with anybody? How do you desire somebody? Again, marriage is about sex. Otherwise, you have a platonic relationship. It's not the lust that's wrong. We lust every day over food, over members of the opposite sex. It's what you do with it. So the context is committing adultery. You shall not commit adultery. But a man who looks at a woman to lust for her, and in the context is to lust for her to commit adultery, has already committed adultery with her in his heart. But the only thing he lacks is opportunity. In other words, he would do it if he could. He is intent on committing adultery. I want to commit adultery with that woman. I want to sneak in her house while her husband is away and put my thing in her thing. That's what he's thinking. So he goes over to do it. And at the last minute, her husband comes home. So he runs back into his house and says, whew, that's a relief. I didn't commit adultery. I didn't commit adultery. Your intention counts. So Jesus is saying that man has as good as committed adultery because he lusted in his heart to do the crime. To say that this is simply admiring another woman, that is satanic. Satan has caused this misinterpretation. This is just as evil, just as bad as the misinterpretation of the word ion, of the word mistranslated eternal in the scriptures, or the three Greek words translated with the common English word hell, that has caused so much chaos and trauma in the world concerning God's plans for the human race and how the whole universe ends. This has caused as much, well, maybe not quite as much, but yes, this has caused much trouble to those who carelessly say that, well, you looked at a woman, you're an adulterer. You looked at a woman, you're an adulterer. That is what Matthew Holland is pushing. It is what Michael Knotts is pushing. It is what Leo Vandenberg is pushing. It's dangerous. It's misguided. And again, it can cause, these men are concerned about sins. They're concerned about sins. But if you watch my two videos on this topic, my extensive videos I made in a rebuttal to this video, you will see that these men are promoting almost every single sin Paul mentions. Dissensions, envy, jealousy, pride, anger. I mean, I went through the whole list. I'm not going to do it again here. But these false accusations, my husband is an adulterer. Oh, really? Who did he cheat with? Well, I just saw him watching a bikini contest on YouTube. My wife is an adulterer. Why? I saw her reading 50 Shades of Grey. That's pornography. I'm sorry, but it is. Is that woman an adulterer? Are you going to turn the tables now and condemn the wives for committing adultery? And why don't you define pornography? You just say, Matthew, if you're married and you're watching porn, you're literally committing adultery. I don't know if you know this, but there are different levels of porn. Different levels of porn. That's right. 50 Shades of Grey is porn. The book is porn and the movies are porn. Because they're designed to excite the sexual senses. A billboard with a woman in a bikini is porn. And yes, there are other forms of porn that are much more involved and even diabolical. But even these are not adultery. Even these, even a man watching the most decadent porn that's available is not committing adultery. Maybe he needs a counselor. Maybe he needs a therapist. Maybe he needs to confess to his wife. There's a problem there if it's an addiction and if it's really, really, really awful. And there's that stuff is out there. So I hear. So this is the height of irresponsibility. It will cause wreckage in families. It plays along with Satan's lie. It misinterprets a very important verse in Scripture, Matthew 5:27-28. Matthew 5:27-28. And it leaves the women completely off the hook. If you're going to double down, bring the women down too. I don't want you to bring anybody down because the whole thing is ridiculous. The whole thing, ridiculous doesn't do it. The whole thing is evil. And it's, I love togetherness. I love families. I love mothers and fathers and children. I will do anything to keep them together. You gentlemen are giving people an excuse to break the family apart. This has to stop.